Media is abuzz this week with a new HBO series that promises to shock with its frank depiction of modern teenage life. Euphoria is an adaptation of an Israeli series about a high schooler recovering from a drug overdose.
I'd promise you, if I could be a different person, I would. Not because I want it, but because they do. But here's the thing. You have to make a choice about who you are and what you want. And therein lies the catch.
Euphoria. It premiered last night on Fox Showcase. It's getting a lot of attention, including from our TV reviewer, Michael Bodie. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Fran.
Is this for teens? Is it for adults? It's pretty heavy.
I'm not going to watch it with my 13-year-old son, let's put it that way. So I think for older teens, they'll be watching it. And it is a sort of loud scream by HBO to try and get a younger audience after Game of Thrones and a lot of other stuff they do, which is they've become a very adult company or broadcaster. It's I was going into this expecting to just roll my eyes the whole time, but it's actually not that bad. It's very highly stylized and sort of as you get from that little sting, it's sort of despairing a little bit. It's Zendaya, who's a Disney product, whose major role recently was in The Last Showman. This is her sort of big breakout role, and she's fantastic as Rue, who's she's the narrator and the central character in this sort of. People have referred to Larry Clark's Kids. I don't know if you remember that film from about 20 years ago. It's just a sort of Gen Z expose where they're doing the sex, the drugs, not much rock and roll, but there's some nice music in it. And it's very graphic. At its worst, it's depressingly sad, and at its best, it's sort of melancholy. Not much lightness to it.
Graphic or gritty? I mean, HBO has promoted the season talking about a lot of nudity. I mean, does that suggest there's not much kind of depth to it?
I don't think it's not gratuitous nudity. I don't think at the start of episode two, there is a boys' shower scene, a football. Shower scene where there's no shortage of penises, but I think that's done as an ironic twist on the way women's shower scenes have been exploited through film history. It was interesting because I went to a parents' talk at my son's high school the other day, and 2 days after that, I watched this and I thought, okay, this isn't as shocking as it's sort of being made out to be. So the media is really full of hype about this. And I wasn't that shocked because I know this stuff is going on and it's quite smart about the way it talks about pornography and screen time and the way they communicate and what Rude describes as modern love. So it is graphic and it will shock you, but it's not totally shocking.
Okay. It's Euphoria on Fox Showcase. And another series this week, Where Are You Really From on SBS Tomorrow Night?
Yeah, the second series of this very likable SBS series hosted by Michael Hing, who describes himself, I think, as Australia's third most favourite Asian Australian comic. He's a really good host. This is a really glib line, but it's almost like a non-Anglo back roads. So he goes to rural communities that are sort of driven by their foreign-born residents. And he does say that Australia has the highest percentage of overseas-born residents. So this is a thing. So there's some really interesting towns that he goes to. In the second episode, Katanning in rural WA is just fascinating. A town that's got a massive Malay Muslim population and now has become a sort of second home for a lot of Burmese residents. And it's just done really well. It's a real eye-opener and it just does show you that we are this multicultural experiment that can work,
yeah,
but it doesn't
really
shy away
it?
From some of the problems. But it's just light. Michael Hing is really good. He's a great host, and that's really good stuff on SBS.
Okay, and what else should we be looking out for this week?
SBS and SBS On Demand has another BBC series, the adaptation of The Miniaturist, a big novel from a few years ago, set in 1680s Amsterdam.
I've seen this. Is this the first series?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And that's on Wednesday from 9:30 and on SBS On Demand. And we should commemorate the 10th birthday for Giggle and Hoots on ABC Kids from Monday. There'll be some special programming. And that's quite an achievement for something I remember when they launched 10 years ago. I thought, oh, this is a bit silly. But they've lasted and they're quite a big part of Australian
kids'
life.
Giggle and Hoot, 10 years.
Happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy.